Contemplating the universe is exhilarating and terrifying in equal measure. Nobody, professional scientist or otherwise, understands how to internalize the fact that we exist, alone as far as we can tell, in a void illuminated by 2 trillion galaxies. Perhaps that's why, as I say in my introduction to the television series on which this book is based, there is a sense of relief that rises with the dawn. The brightening sky hides the stars and the questions they pose. What questions? Questions that run the risk of sounding naive because they are profound. Questions, perhaps, that we feel we should not ask in educated company. Wonder is unfashionable amongst fashionable cynics. How did the universe begin? How will it end? What is the meaning of it all? Are these questions childlike? Maybe. Childish? Certainly not. The first 2 questions are eminently askable because they fall comfortably within the domain of science. That's not to say we are able to answer them, but the study of the origin and fate of the universe is the province of cosmology, the foundation of which is Einstein's theory of general relativity, published in 1915. For 100 years, we have possessed a scientific theory that forces us to contemplate the beginning of time, supported by a century of astronomical observations. We live, certainly, in an expanding universe.